N5WQW, GB2HC, GB2HC calling and standing by.
Is it? GB6HC, GB6HC, this is N5WQC, you're loud and clear, over.
Yeah, roger, roger, N5WQC, this is GB2HC, Golf Bravo 2 Hotel Charlie, very good morning there. Name is Richard, I wonder who I'm talking to, over.
Richard, this is Dave on board the Space Shuttle Atlantis. Talk to you this morning.
Yeah, roger, Dave. We're hearing you 5x9 loud and clear. Very good to talk to you this morning as well, Dave. I'm going to pass you over, first of all, to Jenny for the first call and the first question to you. But do you have any news for us about the progress of your mission? Over.
Just for a short note, our mission is going very, very well. We've had one experiment that's had a few problems. The rest of them are operating delightfully. We are busy as can be up here, but... getting a lot done and looking forward to a safe landing in about 5 more days.
Yes, roger, copied that 100% there, Dave. I'm going to pass you over now to Jenny, who's going to ask the first question. Over.
Okay, I'm ready for Jenny's question.
Hello, my name is Jenny, Golf 7, Kilo Zulu Oscar. Firstly, I would like to wish all the crew of Atlantis, and especially Michael Foll, the first Briton to fly on the US space program, very warm greetings from all the girls and staff at Harrogate Ladies College. My question is this. We are taking part in the INSPIRE project to monitor your CPAC transmissions. Could you tell us how this experiment has performed from your point of view? Over.
Well, Jenny, that's the one experiment that I hate to tell you about. We had a delightful first couple runs with it. Got some great firings out the payload bay that looked spectacular. And then the experiment has since had a major failure in its power supply feed line system, and we are unable to operate it anymore. So we are not able to operate CPAC. All the other experiments are working now. And Mike Foll is right here next to me. He sends his greetings right back to you, Jenny.
Yeah, roger, we received that there, Dave, and also to you there, Mike, best wishes from myself here. Sorry to hear about the CPAC firing, and obviously we've got a backup schedule for that. Well, the next question is going to come from Helena. Over.
Okay, I'm ready for Helena's question.
Hello, this is Helena, Golf 7 Kilo Zulu Papa. Firstly, I have a special message of greetings to Mike Foll from his head of physics, Mr. Miller at King's School, Canterbury. My question is, what were your thoughts at the time of launch? Over.
And Mike acknowledges he remembers him.
Roger, we record that. Over.
Roger, we've got that.
Thank you very much indeed. And the next question is going to come from Winnie. Over.
Okay, I'm ready for Winnie's question.
Hello, this is Winnie, Golf 7 Lima Hotel Yankee. I would like to take this opportunity to invite any member of the crew of STS-45 to visit our school if they're ever in Great Britain. My question is, what do astronauts do with their time between space flights? Over.
On our time between space flights, we spend usually some time afterwards with a lot of debriefings, writing up our flight report, and working with the payload investigators on the data exchange. And then we go to work on the astronaut office, and we do a lot of work things called operational integration and making the space shuttle a safer and a better vehicle to fly. Do a lot of work with the Space Shuttle Program Office and other various people around the Johnson Space Center and the United States until we're reassigned and go into full-time training, usually about 1 year to 9 months before our next flight. Over.
Yes, roger, we copy that, Dave. You're still 5 and 9, extremely good signal. The next question comes from Anna. Over.
Okay, I'm ready for Anna's signal, and in case we lose you quickly, I want to say that all these call signs, I acknowledge them, and hopefully we'll get some QSL cards out to you.
Hello, my name is Anna, Golf 7, India Romeo Romeo. My question is, do you have much spare time on board, and if so, what do you do with it? Over.
Okay, Anna, our spare time, we do what I'm doing now. Some of us have radio licenses and get to use this. And we spend our time looking out the windows, like I'm doing right now. I'm looking down over, looks like we're just coming down just south of Oslo at this time, looking up Norway, and it's really spectacular view.
Yeah, we copied that. Just one thing, Dave, if you're copying me at the moment. I'd just like to say we haven't heard any General Sarex over here. I wonder if you can confirm either on the next orbit if you'd like to give it a try for some locals or possibly our backup schedule tomorrow. Perhaps you could have a think about that and come back later on. We've also got Jenny back to give you another question now. Go ahead, Jenny.
Has anyone experienced space sickness yet?
Over.
Over.
Well, we usually don't report on that, I'm not going to be able to answer that question in any detail to you. But in general, about 50% of the folks that go flying space have some feelings of queasiness and uneasiness, but that's usually over with by the first day or two. And then everybody feels fine and adapts to weightlessness very quickly.
Yeah, we copy that, Dave. Roger. You're dropping down slightly. Wonder if you've had a chance to think about perhaps the next pass or tomorrow. You may not be able to say, I can understand that, but do you think there's any possibility of General Sarex, and if so, on what frequency? Over.
Okay, our General Sarex frequencies for Europe are, I can't remember them, but Dirk can come up with them. On our radio, it's D2, but I don't... Hang on just a second, Richard, if I get it for you real quick.
Yeah, Roger, you are actually dropping down with us now. You're down to about 10 degrees of elevation, so we may lose you fairly shortly. We'd like to wish you all the very best indeed for the rest of the mission. Been an excellent contact. Over. Yeah, we didn't copy that. Can you please repeat? Please repeat. Over. Roger, we copy that. Will you be on the next pass? Will you be on the next pass or tomorrow? Over.
We'll try. I'll see if I can come up General CQ on the next pass. Thank you, Richard, and we're just getting out of range now, and we'll try to catch you next time. Over.
Yeah, okay, Dave. Actually, you've come back up a bit with me. You're still 5 degrees elevation. We copy that you'll be on 147 receive and transmit on S22 as you're doing now, Dave. So with that, all the very best indeed. We'll certainly listen for your next pass. I think you'll find there are a number of the local amateurs here who will get in contact with you. Once again, many, many thanks indeed and best wishes from all at Harrogate Ladies College. GB2HC signing off with November 5, Whiskey, Quebec, Charlie. 7-3. Yeah, 7-3, Dave, GB2HC, clear.